The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I counted 19 different illnesses, and doctor after doctor would say, you're the worst case I've ever seen. And I visited 69 medical experts around the world trying to get well. And it wasn't until a man told me that if I would eat and live the way the Bible says, I could be well.
Health expert Jordan Rubin describes his journey to healing through natural remedies and God's creation and helps you find healing as well. Next.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I'm telling you, there's just no way, I don't care how effective a communicator a person may be, that I can ever really let those of you who watch us often, sometimes very faithfully, sometimes maybe just drop in like maybe today, but the people who watch this program, most amazing people that I've ever come across in my entire life, and I've been on this earth now about 77 years and been all over the world. You're amazing people. I'm telling you, you are. And let me tell you why you are. Because you do watch Life Today, but it's because you care about life, where it comes from, the source, the importance of it. It's precious. It's to be protected, preserved. And you understand that. And it's not just because you're thinking about your life, but you think about life for others. And you don't just think about it today, but every day. And I want to thank you for that. Betty, we have been so amazed at the love of God poured out through people who come here. And you know, I think it's because they see people all over the world who don't love in word only, but in deed. And you found that those lights that are burning, that if you will put the oil in that light, it'll burn continually and brightly, and it changes everything. Well, Jordan Rubin is back with us. I couldn't believe it. He said it was 13 years ago. My goodness, we must have been so young. We are. Hey, listen, he came in and talked about the Maker's Diet. He came back and talked about your journey to wellness. Well, I want to show you something. And before I introduce him, I want to show you this. This is heavy. Natural remedies, ancient nutrition. Now, listen to me. This is the most magnificently laid out, beautiful book. Sometimes you see a big book, you think, oh, it'll be too difficult. No. This jumps off the page, and it's natural remedies. We're just have experienced the most unbelievable thing in our lifetime, certainly in 100 years or more, and maybe ever, and it's not over. And we've got to know what to do. Well, that's what the natural remedies do. We can begin to build up a resistance. Dr. Colbert talks about that. We can build up our immune system. And Jordan Rubin is here. Jordan, I'm sorry we don't just have people applauding everywhere, but they're watching. And I want you to know we're glad to have you back on.
I am so glad to be here.
Good memories?
Absolutely.
It was a wonderful thing to see you talked about eating. I know you'd be happy to know that Betty and I have come to understand some of the impact possibilities of the keto program and burning some fat. You look really nice, but you're going to tell us, since you've been here, you've been through some challenges, but when you were here the first time, you talked about a major issue, I believe it was Crohn's disease, that led you into this journey that's enabled you to make it through some other challenges. But I feel like you've learned great things in your journey, and you love to share it, and you do it so well. So we're glad you're here.
I'm thrilled to be here, and to whom much is given, much is required. And so I knew that in the midst of my illness as a 19-year-old, when I should have been in the prime of my life, I was desperate, cried out to God. I wanted to be healed instantly, but the process, the journey He took me through, really allowed me to help other people who were either sick or, better yet, healthy, and could stay that way. And I made a commitment to God. I said, Lord, if you heal me, if I could help just one person overcome disease or, better yet, avoid it, then this living hell will have all been worth it. And I try to describe what I felt like as a teenager, losing what I thought was everything, having to leave university. My friends didn't come around very much. I looked literally like a skeleton and felt like I was trapped in a prison that was my own body. And I felt isolated, alone. I didn't know anyone that was sick the way that I was. It was an embarrassing disease. I describe it as having food poisoning for 2 straight years, couldn't sleep more than 30, 45 minutes at a time. Mm. When I would leave the house, it was in a wheelchair and people were sort of moving away from me thinking I was contagious. And I knew that God had a plan. And it wasn't until I really understood what faith was, the substance of things hoped for, like this table being real, that's how real my faith had to be. The evidence of things not seen. And I began to spend time thinking about the future God had for me, not the present valley of the shadow of death I was walking through. And I knew somehow that what God would use to heal me, I could share with others. And so it's been an amazing journey. It's been 26 years since the Lord healed me. I've not looked back, and I've been able to help that one person time and time again, including through your broadcast and others. So it's been a real blessing.
Can you give us just kind of a quick definition of, or describe what Crohn's disease is for those that might not know?
It's so interesting. Back when I was diagnosed, it was really uncommon. But today, Crohn's disease, which is one of two inflammatory bowel diseases, ulcerative colitis being the other, it's essentially inflammation of the digestive tract. But I was in such severe peril. I had rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, chronic fatigue. I had wasting disease. I went down to 104 pounds, and I'm a little over 6 feet tall. I had issues with my eyes. I had kidney and bladder and prostate issues. I counted 19 different illnesses, and doctor after doctor would say, you're the worst case I've ever seen. And I visited 69 medical experts around the world trying to get well. And it wasn't until a man told me that if I would eat and live the way the Bible says, I could be well. And I'm a Bible reader at this time. I'm a young man of faith. And I never knew that the Bible had anything to do with my physical health. But when I realized that God didn't just want to heal me, He wanted to give me a platform that I could glorify Him by sharing this message, it all made sense. And I knew the reason that I went through this. People would ask me, why'd you get sick? What did you eat that was wrong? Did you get an infection? They always want to know what caused you to get sick. The answer to why I got sick was someone watching today. And 13 years later, there's a new person in the audience whose child has Crohn's disease, whose sister has rheumatoid arthritis, whose friend is going through asthma. I believe that God created our bodies to heal, but I also believe that He gave us wisdom and He gave us powerful substances in the form of foods and herbs and spices. And so what we're going to talk about today is not just the fact that you can be healed, but a roadmap to do it. And really, Natural Remedies is a reference guide. You will use it every day. I've used the principles several times today, just traveling here. And it's really powerful because it is simple.
You know that God gave you the journey. With what you learned, the Maker's Diet changed millions of people's lives, not only watching here, but getting the book, and then practicing and passing on the information. But you didn't stop there. You know, you came back and talked about the journey to wellness, which included so many aspects of wellness, which moving is very important to being healthy. Don't be a couch potato,
yes,
eating potatoes and potato chips, but moving. But you joined. But now then, you were already into this before the pandemic hit. But it becomes that much more important to know that if we practice these things that you say ancient, they're things that are absolutely proven. And aren't you grateful that much of the medical community today, it's like they finally pull their head out of the sand and recognize that an adjustment doesn't hurt you. It's not chiropractic against medicine. Medicine, it's nonsense when you fight each other so foolishly. But also the natural remedies and food, that much of the medical community now is acknowledging that, thank God. But what you've done is you've come back, it's kind of like irrefutable evidence. It's like you put God's principles in place, prosperity is the result of it. It's a promised land life, so great that you can begin to worship the blessings and benefits of the principle's positive effect. So what you've done is you've taken irrefutable evidence that is not just biblically confirmed, it's historically confirmed, and not doing it and ignoring these things, the catastrophic results are also undeniable. Tell us about this and tell us about your journey now.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, if you're dealing with a cold or a flu, if you're dealing with cancer, if you're dealing with arthritis or other types of inflammation, gum disease, you name it. If you want to lose weight, if you want more energy, you want to reduce stress, you want to sleep better, there is a natural remedy or multiple natural remedies that was designed just for you. And we look back through history, we even hear Jesus in what we call the woes. He says, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees. You tithe dill, mint, and cumin, but you leave out the weightier issues of the law." What that tells us is that dill, mint, and cumin are as valuable back in biblical times as gold and silver. So wow. I actually studied dill, mint, and cumin. And dill is amazing for digestion. Mint is great for the brain. Cumin is great just for overall wellness, aches and pains, etc. But there are hundreds of herbs and spices that your viewers and partners have in their pantry. They use them occasionally when they flavor food, but these herbs and spices are more powerful than fruits and vegetables. They're more powerful than vitamins and minerals. And we've known this for thousands of years, but we've lost a little bit about that wisdom. Turmeric is one of the most powerful spices on the planet. Everything from your joints to your brain. It's just at the grocery store. Yeah. That's the great thing is if you pick up this book, Natural Remedies, you can get these herbs and spices anywhere.
I know a little bit about
you go look spices and you're thinking this way?
I didn't even know
about the book.
All of the countries that you've traveled to and that your ministry reaches, they have natural remedies in the form of herbs and spices that they cook with. You go to their little shops,
Do they know their natural remedies, or is it like
really
accidental?
They absolutely do. It's been handed down for generations, but we're one of the first generations here in America that rely on so many other medicines when God gave us these natural remedies. Ginger, cinnamon. Cinnamon tastes good. People like the taste. It's wonderful for blood sugar. Cinnamon is wonderful for yeast infections. Cinnamon is also antimicrobial. Yeah. That's just cinnamon. Everybody has it, but it sits there and gets caked up because we don't use it enough. Parsley is amazing. Thyme. I used to have this bad joke, thyme heals all wounds, but it really is amazing. Thyme has a compound that is antibacterial and antifungal.
Thyme called thyme?
T-H-Y-M-E, just the spice.
And all that's in this book.
All that's in this book.
And
oregano.
With pictures for people like
me. Pictures, yes. It's a picture book.
But now, cinnamon doesn't mean that that's not what you put on top of your toast with all the sugar and the butter.
Well, the cinnamon and honey, though, you can use. Cinnamon toast is one gram of cinnamon has been shown to lower blood sugar in diabetics tremendously. That's just what we've got.
Is honey ever okay because it has sugar?
Honey is okay. The best honey to consume is unheated honey. A little bit of honey is great.
From
too much rots the bones, according to the Bible.
Can you get it straight from the beehive?
Yes, you can. That's the best way.
The best way.
Yep.
Because we have access to that in few places.
And the honeycomb, it's interesting, actually has an amino acid when you consume it with the cone that helps to build your joints and connective tissue. It's called proline. So absolutely, make some cinnamon toast. If you do, use some whole grain sprouted bread. Oregano. Oregano is a spice that's amazing. It is great as a natural antibiotic. So when my kids come down with a cold or a flu, I use oregano oil, a couple of drops in about 8 ounces of water. Say, take a little swig. When you have that tooth pain, clove oil. Clove is the most powerful antioxidant spice on the planet. 18 times more powerful than blueberries. And if someone were to go online and look at turmeric NCBI, that shows the national database of published research. I looked yesterday, saw studies on depression, Alzheimer's. I saw studies with turmeric on other brain issues, inflammation, but that's just one spice. You go to ginger. There's a spice in Thailand called galangal that we have in soup sometimes at Thai restaurants. This is the past, present, and future of healing.
Okay, let's face it, though, most likely it's in the stores because it's a product that enhances flavor in food. They're not even thinking about what it might do for their well-being.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're trying to wake people up. Now, is it going to make, when people become aware, is it going to make that product more difficult to get? Is it possible to harvest it and keep it coming? Where when people decide, I want to start practicing these things that I can see will apply to challenges that I face, are they going to be able to get the product? Or now is there going to be some secret new place that all these place things are flowing through? Are they going to be able to get it? You're telling me that you're not just giving people wishful hope, wishful thinking, rather than positive possibilities.
It is absolutely available. If I just think of one easy to grow plant that can do probably 50 things for you, pepper, hot pepper, cayenne pepper. Cayenne pepper improves circulation. Cayenne pepper can help your brain. Cayenne pepper can help heart challenges, even in acute situations.
I don't like real hot, spicy stuff.
I don't either, but you can use a little bit.
Well, can you tone it down somehow?
Absolutely.
You really?
Absolutely.
Do you tell people how to tone down hot spice?
We do.
Do you actually do that?
Yes, you can combine it with other oils, such as coconut oil or olive oil. We call it a carrier oil. We've heard of frankincense, obviously, from the story of Jesus' birth. Frankincense in an oil is one of the most powerful substances on the planet for your brain and your body. Lavender, we love the smell. Lavender is one of the best substances to help you sleep, to reduce stress. You can dab some lavender oil on your forehead when you have a headache. Every single condition you can think of, from headaches to allergies to colds and flus to toenail fungus, is covered in natural remedies. That's why I'm saying this isn't a book you read and put on the shelf. You're going to keep it right near all of your food. You'll keep it in your pantry. You'll keep it on your kitchen counter. There's dozens of recipes here, and you'll learn how to use herbs, spices, essential oils. It's truly a reference guide to wellness.
It's not cost prohibitive.
No, not at all.
Here's the thing. We'll actually send you the book as a gift. Let me tell you something, Jordan. We really love people. If you really love others, herein is all the law fulfilled in a word. You know, Jesus said, love God, love your neighbor. Paul said, just really love others. You really love them. Our viewers, I said this one open. You show people God's love. You're amazing. God's love is what sent Jordan here to talk to you. God's love is what gave him truth to share. And he's done it in a practical, beautiful presentation. I mean, it's marvelous. And it gives healing. Jordan, what you're about to see with Sheila Walsh is going to tear your heart out. But I'm looking in the face of healers. I'm looking at miracle workers, present-day, modern, New Testament miracle workers. That's what you are. If you ever had a part of being a miracle, you're going to say right now, I'll be that miracle. I want you to watch. Listen to Sheila. Listen to God. And you be someone's miracle. I believe you're going to be.
There is a violent plague impacting the world. It's called sex trafficking. And like a disease, children are the most vulnerable. The number of children being held captive and abused by sex predators is beyond comprehension. It's reported to be in the millions. Sheila Walsh has talked to many young victims of sex trafficking and learned of the trauma and fear that has destroyed their childhood.
I've seen things on this trip that are worse than anything I could imagine. I tried to think of what I was doing when I was 9 and I was still playing with Barbie dolls, and my greatest fear was, would I be able to get a particular thing that I was hoping for Christmas. I just spent some time with a little girl who is now 11, and she's been forced to have sex with men, with strangers, sometimes for a night since she was 9 years old. She's now 11, middle school, but she's already 2 years on the street. She's not hardened. She's just broken.
The trail of tears and broken spirits of little ones, like the young girl Sheila described, has surely touched the heart of God. It has no doubt left an unforgettable mark on Sheila.
I pray that I'm never the same again. And I pray that we're able to help you see that we're here for a reason. There's things that we can do. We are his hands and his feet. We are his heart. When scripture says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit, I've seen what it looks like to be crushed in spirit. So this is our moment to be Christ in the flesh to those who are broken.
Sheila, we love you. Thank you for taking God's love all over the world. Thank you for being a part of life in Life Outreach and life today. Betty, those are beautiful, precious, precious, precious children, girls, trafficked, sold, and we can set them free. Did you know that we can reach, rescue, and begin the restoration process, Betty, for an average of $128 a child? Our viewers, and many of them, I mean, just like if we're drilling water wells, somebody will say, well, I'll challenge, I'll match. Did you know that people came to us the first time they saw this and said, you can count on us. We'll match every time you start helping, which means, now think about this. This is amazing to me. It's a miracle that people step up and say, I see how important it is, how precious these little lives are, that we're going to match the rescue. $128 will rescue one. That means rescue, you reach them, you rescue them, you restore them. It's a process. It takes time. But it costs, in the third world, an average of $128. Well, that's one, but now it'll be doubled. So you rescue two. And then, Betty, you know how I press. I tell people, you don't need help stepping down what you do, but up. I want people to pray about helping 10. That's $1,280. Now it's 20. When you see that, what goes on in your heart in behalf of those precious children?
Well, you know, God says we're to rescue the perishing and care for the dying. These precious little ones didn't ask for what they're going through. They're perishing in heartache, in sorrow, in fear. But we can reach out in their time of maybe to the point of almost death because their lives are gone as far as they know. We can reach out in hope, in love, and be that miracle that they need, they're looking for, maybe they've given up on, but it's there if we will care enough to say we want to help, hold our arms around these precious little ones and give them hope.
This is not wishful thinking. This is reality. Our mission team members place themselves in the areas where children are found and taken captive. And they head it off miraculously. They're there. You make it possible. But then they go into the areas, and because of your love, we've even built compounds where they can't ever get them back to begin that process of restoration, training them in jobs. This works. This is not just people with a soft heart and compassion. This is effective because this love shared so freely, so fully, so effectively, it never fails. But you're the ones that put the light in that lantern and make it possible. Would you right now go online, or would you dial that number? Would you take your bank card, use it like a check, you write a check, make it to life? That's what you're giving. Would you make the best gift you can? Remember, $128, well, no, not just rescue one, but two. $1,280. Dear God, I believe everybody that can will do it, even more. It'll rescue not 10, but 20 now. We have some beautiful gifts to send you. This can be a healer. And God cares about your health and the temple, His temple. We want to bless you. We want to encourage you to pray. But would you be a miracle answer to prayer right now, please? Go get that bank card. Write that check. Make that call. Tell us what you're sending. Or go online. Thank you for giving life.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators, forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to educate children at risk of being trafficked, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives, giving them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you Sheila Walsh's brand new book, Holding On When You Want to Let Go, a lifeline of hope for those who feel their life is falling apart. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Beauty Out of Ashes puzzle set, featuring an image taken by our team while on a trip to the mission field. This 500-piece puzzle forms a beautiful portrait of hope in the midst of despair. Included is a 24-piece puzzle for your children and grandchildren. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Divine Servant. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I know we're not supposed to hug, but I wish I could pull you up and just tell you how much I thank God for you. Because you just put God's loving arms around somebody that thought it was hopeless. Yes, you did. Some of you put arms around 10 or 20, and I thank you. Well, we're going to put God's arms of love around you, because we're going to work our way out of this pandemic by heading off another one. And I wish this audience could say, thank you, Jordan. Well, Betty and I say, Jordan, thank you. Thanks for watching. Thanks for sharing life.
Pull yourself away from the devil. They ask for everything. Promise to set you free. You made a vow to your mother that you'd give your life to your father, the one who helped you see. Won't leave you recklessly.
Regardless of your net worth, estate planning benefits you and your family before and after death and results in peace of mind. As a free service to our friends and partners, Life Planning Services, a ministry of Life Outreach International, can help with your estate planning needs and chart your financial future. Don't put off this important step to peace of mind through better planning. Contact Life Planning Services today. Growing up as children with no direction led to disaster for Jody and Billy Ballinger. Their miraculous story of redemption, next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.